Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Marks and Reese, we're back. We'll get to the top five at five. The top five at five with Jack Fritz.
Very radio of you.
Yeah, that's coming up here in a minute or two. Tomorrow morning, it's mid-morning, but I have an appointment at a snoring doctor, Ike. Hmm? Yep, I have to go to a sleep specialist.
Is that real audio?
No.
You got a snoring problem?
Well, I did see Liz put something on her story about your snoring issues.
She
did?
Yeah, she's trying to sleep peacefully, and she's got this guy next to her.
Careful, Liz is going to the ground, man. A lot on you.
Yeah. So because the baby wakes up all the time at night.
Yeah.
And she's dealing with you.
And she's dealing. So I'm the type of person that I wake up and I can go back to sleep within seconds. Mm-hmm. She wakes up and she's up for a little bit. She has trouble going back to sleep. And then when she finally goes back to sleep and I wake her up.
There's you over there. Yeah.
Or she can't go to sleep because I'm snoring loudly. So it is a problem, and it's something that I would like to get fixed because I've went to a snoring doctor before, and they told me I only had mild sleep apnea, so it wasn't like, because the thing you worry about, Reggie White had sleep apnea and he died, right? So I don't want to, I want to make sure that it's not a major thing, and then I want to see what the options are to try to, you know, curb it. But so I don't know what that is.
Yeah, they'll probably put a tube on your head or something, right?
So I do not think I need a CPAP machine, which is what they do if you have heavy sleep apnea. Things that were recommended to me before, because normally I snore on my back, and the problem is that I always eventually end up on my back, but they give you like this thing you put around your neck and has a tennis ball on the back, and it buzzes you if you ever get on your back. The buzz will, it'll buzz you in the back of the neck, so it gets you to naturally roll back over onto your stomach.
But yeah, I'm not doing all
that.
Yeah,
that's what I said. Well, I'm not wearing some collar around my neck with a buzzing tennis ball.
That sounds like a lot going on right
Ben
there.
Ben Livingston, our old producer, would probably wear a shock collar around his neck.
I didn't want to say shock collar.
Ooh, boy.
He's the one that posted the video of him wearing that dog mask. Really a gimp mask.
That's dog mentality.
He posted that. So I'll let you know how it goes. I'm not optimistic that they're going to have the answers that I need or the solutions.
We're more thinking about Liz. I want to make sure she can, you know, sleep well.
No, I don't care about me. I sleep fine. I sleep right through it. I'm more, it's not fair to her. Jackie, you a snorer?
No, but I have been sleeping on my back more recently, and I feel like I've been catching myself, like, kind of
starting
to snore.
You'll wake up with the snore.
Yeah. But no, I'm not a snorer.
Yeah, I've never been a snorer.
Mm, good.
Dad was a very loud snorer growing up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As was my dad, yeah. Yeah,
just brutal.
Yeah, you can hear him in other rooms.
Sparty snores. He's loud.
Do you want me to take him with me to the sleep doctor?
No. Dogs can, like, snore loudly?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that Joker. He's the only one I hear in the house. Yeah, because he's, never mind, he's in the room, but he's basically taking over the couch in the room and everything. And
it's his house now.
Yeah, that's pretty much how that goes. I'm spooning with Sparty nightly. That's pretty much how that goes.
All right. Let's get to the text line, or not the text line, the top 5-5.
L.
So, yeah, it's the anniversary of one of the most iconic sideline interviews of all time. It is in my top five, but it is based off of that because on this day back in, I think it was 2014, it happened. But the top five best sideline interviews. Number five actually happened this year.
What did you think of your team's ability to withstand Florida State's impressive comeback?
Yeah, you know, I'm in favor of execution. Maybe our entire team needs to be executed after tonight.
That's your LSU head coach,
yeah,
Brian Kelly.
I remember that night, and I thought to myself, that was poor execution, Coach Kelly.
Yeah. Speaking of execution.
Yes, exactly.
We know that you're just kidding, but you still can't say you're going to execute your team.
Well, and it was during a time that probably wasn't.
Yeah. He's had a, between the speech down at LSU and then, did you guys see the awkward dancing that he did?
Yes. Yeah, what was that?
Yes.
He's something.
Well, I mean, you know, he's trying to fit in down there in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. He's doing a great job, too.
He's going to win some games. He'll do it, too.
Well, he's being paid to win games, hopefully. Number four, who could forget after the Celtics won their title in 2008?
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
Yes, even the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Yep. And never seen one again. Poor Michelle Tafoya, by the way. I didn't realize she used to be on that broadcast. But
yeah.
Watched the video today.
Yeah, anything's possible. Yeah, did not like that celebration there.
No. It seemed Paul Pierce happy, just honestly.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that.
No. Well, and it happened against Colts.
Yeah, well, that's the main reason.
That was shot like 40 times.
That was a tough, tough one.
Number three, honestly, this gave sports radio drops for, I don't know, maybe a decade. A legendary moment after the 2011 AFC divisional round.
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense like we ain't the third best defense in the league. All we hear is about their defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. 25th in the league, and we the one to get disrespected.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that's a iconic. Can't wait. Yeah.
Bart Scott can't wait.
Still a gif.
Yeah, that was pretty good too, because we were all, well, I know I was rooting for the Jets. You want the Patriots to win. So. Yeah, that was a good win. That was a good win by that Jets team. That's the team that lost to Pittsburgh in the championship game.
Lost to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Sanchez.
Yeah, that was the Sanchez and AFC championship appearance.
Oh, so that's the – okay, I got it now. That's the
– Was he a rookie that year?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Second year. That's the Super Bowl Pittsburgh lost to Green Bay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because they beat the Jets and –
yeah, because
Jets could have won that game out in Pittsburgh. That game
is that right?
I think so. They couldn't do anything offensively.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's the best receiver on those Jets teams?
That was the Braylon Edwards and
was Santonio there yet?
Yeah, that was those years. Yeah, and I think he was there.
Well, and like it was Sean Green the running back?
Sean Green.
He was a fantasy guy every year.
Yes. Well, I don't know.
So what year was this?
I played against Sean Green. So he
really?
Yeah. Think so.
What year was this, Jack?
2011 at the episode. 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
2010, 2011.
Yeah, that was the year. That was the Vic year.
They were 11
that
and
was the Michael Vick year, 2010, right?
11 and 5.
As a Jet?
Sean Green was on that team.
As an Eagle.
Oh, yes.
Yes, because that's the year Green Bay won
right.
Green Bay won it.
Oh, that was during the time where the teams that we lost in the playoffs that automatically
won
the championship
Super Bowl,
every
yes.
year. Sean Green was on that team. Jack ran for 766 yards. LaDainian Tomlinson.
LT. Yes. Ah, right.
Yeah, LT.
Fun Jets team.
You had in...
that was the Rex Ryan, his first couple of years.
Before he turned into Rex.
That was his last good year. Santonio Holmes, yeah. Braylon Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the
wasn't a bad
good
team.
Talent.
And Nick Mangold.
Darrell Revis. They had a good team.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Jets, the number two sideline interview moment is an iconic one.
Oh, God.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play, impresses me, the same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. Ooh, I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Struggling.
Kiss you.
Thanks, Joe. I'll take that as a huge compliment. You know, Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team.
No, just the yell at the end.
Yeah! And Susie did a very nice job given the circumstances there.
Oh, man. Susie couldn't get out of that thing fast enough, man.
Yep. Yeah, and Joe, of course, I guess it was after that where he said he has problems with alcohol, and he's been
sober since.
Has he?
Yeah, that's what she said on the Tell Us Your Story that she did with Glenn, right?
Oh, cool. I know that he had been. I also didn't know. It was the anniversary of the guaranteed Super Bowl III against the Colts where he guaranteed a win, and he was actually tuned up when he guaranteed a win. It was at some type of an event where he started getting heckled by Jets by Colts fans, and that's when he guaranteed a win. He was drinking, so.
Yeah, I mean, they drank.
It worked out for him that time.
Yeah. It's Broadway Joe, man.
Yeah. Got to. Man. Which leads to number one, obviously, on this date back in 2014 was Richard Sherman versus Michael Crabtree.
Richard, let me ask you the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. I'm gonna set it for you real quick. LOB.
Yeah.
Her response was the best.
Who was talking about you?
Who's talking about you?
Yeah.
Sounds like when Mac now asked that to Fregosi.
How's the team? Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if there's been. That was in that era where defense was still prominent in this league. Like, you could still win with a defensive team. Think about it. They won. San Francisco got to the Super Bowl as a primarily defensive team. Denver won the Super Bowl as a primarily defensive team. Baltimore won with Joe Flacco, even though he got hot for four games, but that was more of a team that was known for its defense and running game.
Right.
That was the last of that. That 2011 to 2015-16, that five-year run, after that, it was pretty much over. You had to be somewhat of an offensive team.
That was it. That was the last.
Yeah, that was
great.
I think Denver's the last one, right? Denver's like the last defensive team to go win anything.
Yeah, and what year was that? That was
15 or 16, I believe.
And that was kind of they added DeMarcus Ware free agency, and Von Miller was just a stud. Yeah, that was really good.
Oh, yeah, they had the corners. They had everything. Yeah. They just needed Peyton Manning not to – throw the ball away.
I mean, last year's Bucks team, their defense was—they pretty much won.
Dude,
they
had Tom Brady.
I know, but they got three turnovers in the NFC Championship game.
I'm with you.
I know, but it was more the hit. It was more that defense than Brady in the playoffs.
But they're not a Legion of Boom defense,
right?
No, there's no names. No, there's no names.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of good guys, but it's not one like 2000 Ravens is when you're thinking about this decade or this century. They're one of the best ones.
Yeah. When I look at those other teams. Even though Denver had the offensive players, the quarterback wasn't good.
No.
I mean, they had Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders and those guys, the same guys Peyton Manning threw 55 touchdowns with 2 years earlier. He just wasn't
He couldn't
good.
Throw anymore.
He
yeah.
wasn't any good anymore. So they had to win with defense.
Yeah, he game managed his way in that Super Bowl to running the ball and checking out of passing plays.
Remember, Brock Osweiler was mad because they benched him. He couldn't stop throwing interceptions. He was costing them games, so they had to go back to Peyton to be a game manager.
Yep. Yep, indeed.
So, you know, I mean, we don't have those. I was just thinking about Bart Scott and Richard Sherman. We don't have those type of defensive players.
No,
those personalities around much anymore.
No, not really. Jack, any other receiving votes? In your little poll,
I remember Saban on the sidelines like 2 years ago when
That's
he was
one
like,
of my favorites.
"They quit asking."
I still use it. I use that.
All right, Coach. Everyone had questions about who was going to start at quarterback when this game started. What answers did you have about your quarterbacks after watching both of them play tonight?
Well, I still like both guys. I think both guys are good players. I think both guys can help our team. All right, so why do you continually try to get me to say something that doesn't respect one of them? I'm not going to. So quit asking.
I know what that rant. ramp up feels like.
You can hear it.
Oh, man, I know what it feels like. He starts off calm, and you kind of think like, okay, well, maybe he's going to keep it cool. And then it's like, oh, here he goes. And that was pertaining to Jalen Hurts.
It was. Yeah, Hurts and Tua.
Yeah, Hurts and Tua. So, yeah, that actually blew up Maria Taylor, too.
Yep.
Because he had to apologize, and it became a big thing.
What's the maybe it doesn't count, Jack, but that the ESPN reporter that it was like an opening Monday night game or something, and he had
Sergio Dip?
Yes.
Oh, the dude from Denver.
Hold on.
I don't think he made it back on the air.
No,
that was his one game.
One shot.
It was just one. Isn't that sad? He got one shot.
Yeah, one shot. I don't know what he was doing.
I don't think anybody knows what he was doing. it was that bad. All right, 215-592-9494. Guided Dooring Window, their big winter sale event going on. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Harry. Harry's in East Loke Lane. Harry, what's up? How are you?
My guys, what's going on? Right, what's up, Mark?
How you doing, Harry?
What's up, Harry?
Loke Lane is Elkins Park. I elevated.
I like that.
But real quick, man, just like I said, all is well, man. It's good to talk to you guys. But I really want to address the fans real quick. Like, I've been hearing it, like, all season, and I know it's late. I know you guys pretty much, like, in the calls kind of early at the end of the show. But just real quick, like, a lot of fans been calling and complaining about, you know, the EUs and what we need to do and how we ain't doing this and Jeffrey ain't doing this, right? And in order for us to really get changed, like, I feel they pain because I bleed green. I know you guys bleed green. We feel the pain. But in order for us, for them to really hear our voice and fans, I need y'all to hear me, we got to make the change. Right, we still gonna support the games. Right, we still gonna buy those expensive food stands, those hot dogs, those expensive beers and whatnot. We're still gonna do all that. So if we want to really make change, we really got to make that sacrifice on our end to not support it. Yes, it's gonna hurt because we really bleed our team and we really want to see them be successful, want to support them. But as of right now, we have to take that stance where, yo, if we don't go to games, we don't go to games. If we don't watch the games, the TV ratings will go down. If we don't support whatever is going on, for them to hear our voice. And I'm really looking for, you know, you, Mark, and you, Ike, to really – I'm holding you guys accountable because you guys got the platform to push this message. Now, Ike, I know you only can do but so much because I know you still the organization.
No, Harry, I'm going to do the exact opposite, which is be honest with you. And you are you crazy? You think I'm about to start leading a rally to not go to Eagles games and
you'd
not
be
watch
the only
games?
Guy there.
Right. Hey, Harry, they run me off the air. You think Rod Lakin don't want to hear me on the air talking about don't go to Eagles games and boycott the Eagles.
I know, right? I know it's pushing it, but I'm just saying it's just like how any movement of a job. You
I know what you're saying.
To hear the voice.
Yep.
So, like, we can complain. We can complain and do whatever. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to go to their expensive yacht, their summer homes, and still do what they need to do and do the plans that they already going to have in place. So for us to really hear our voice for fans that can do it, we need to just take that stance. You know what I mean? And
I'm going to let you lead that charge, though, Harry. I just,
So for playoffs 4 out of 5 seasons and – I mean, Harry, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's boycotting the Eagles, man. Come on, man.
Even when they're bad and you should be really angry at the organization, like even then.
I was going to say, I got drafted here in 1998, and it hasn't gotten bad enough to boycott the Eagles. Maybe it was something that happened prior to me getting here that they should have boycotted the Eagles, but yeah, nobody's boycotting the Eagles right now.
Norman Braman in allowing everybody, Reggie White, Keith Jackson, Seth, all those guys to leave. That's like prehistoric.
Right.
Talking about that right now. Talking about the early 90s.
The sport is but the sport is so big now. I mean, they got us.
Norman,
they have us, man. We love the team. We love the sport. They know we're coming. They know we're watching. These are hollow threats. This is ridiculous. It's the number. What was the stat, Jack? Out of the top 100 TV shows,
75 of them.
Yes, our football games.
I mean, the Cowboys-Eagles game that was awful was the third highest-rated Monday Night Football game since 2009.
Yeah, so it's like, come on, man. We could say that in January. I'm not going to the games and I'm not watching. Are you kidding me?
I can't say that. In fact, right now, like you had said during the break, you're like, man, I'm going to miss Thursday Night Football that we don't have it. And it's like, geez, we don't. That's right. We started talking about the USFL coming soon.
This team is my lifeblood, man.
So of the top 100, 75 were NFL.
out of the top 50, 48 of them were NFL, right?
Something. No, and yeah, and then the other ones were, it was the election year, so it was like the night of the election or the inauguration or whatever. And then, like, the other ones were Olympic events. So there's no actual broadcast TV shows other than maybe one or two that were anywhere near it, right? Also, like, less people tune in to TV now, right? Like, people tuning into regular television is down 10% overall, right?
Okay.
The NFL's up 9% this year. So less people are tuning in to watch TV. More people continue to watch the NFL.
It's king.
It is.
And in this town, the Eagles are king. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's start boycotting the Eagles. And we're partners with the station. I mean, with the team. So the station.
That wouldn't be smart to boycott the Eagles. Michelle Tafoya.
How is he going to throw me out there to lead the charge? Like, yeah.
Yeah, come on, Ike. That sounds like something you would do.
They did just make the playoffs. I mean, listen. We could be mad at Howie or Jalen Reagor.
Let's get Joe DeCameron to lead the charge. There's somebody else to lead the charge. Ike's not leading the charge.
Matter of fact,
I'm going against the strike.
Yes, we're not.
Oh, and then we lost Gilio and Elliot. They're not leading it.
No.
Well, yeah. They're too positive. I mean, they're very positive.
Oh, they're back on the positive side. Yeah. Yeah. So you'd be arguing against them.
Right. Yeah. We'll see how long that lasts.
Elliot is already.
Yeah,
he's already waffling.
He's out.
I almost broke a blood vessel listening to Elliot.
No, he's already, believe me, he's going to be investigating quarterbacks all offseason.
Oh, we've been talking about it. We're planning his next move.
He's going to be at the Senior Bowl and come back, and he's going to be on a couple of the quarterbacks that are not named.
Let's just say he's a fan of a quarterback that wears two gloves.
Oh, no.
Does his last name rhyme with Spigot?
Oh, man.
Cannot confirm or deny.
All right, we'll take your phone calls next. Also, we play Stump the Millennial. Your chance to win a $25 Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Be caller number 8 to 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258 for your chance to win. We'll get back into your phone calls, the text line, everything else. Mark Sinriso, 94WAP. Yes, we're back. Stump the Millennial. Today we're playing for a $25 Dunkin' Donuts e-guard. Is that supposed to be a card?
Yes.
All right. Well, last week it said e-guard, and I just went ahead and edited it myself. And
deductive reasoning would suggest that.
Well, I'm just the second week having it. That's why I have to now ask the question.
What would an e-guard be?
I don't know. Well, I'm wondering why I'm getting it for a second week.
Right.
The copy for the prize says e-guard and for the second
week.
So the first week I just changed it to e-card on my own, but this week I'm asking why it says e-guard again. So.
Oh, but it should say e-card.
Yes, of course.
Got you.
Of course. Got you. You know, Jack's not big on some of the details.
Is that the position you played in football?
No, I was a D-guard.
D-guard.
All right, Stump the Millennial playing today is Tim in Newark, Delaware. Tim, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Tim?
Well, Tim, we're going to attempt to stump the Millennial. I have a question for Jack. He's going to think about the answer. You decide whether he gets it correct or if we stump the Millennial. If you're correct, you win the $25 e-card. Make sense?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy, hang on a second. All right, Fritz.
Yes.
Are you an Adele fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how much you could be, but yes.
If you wanted to see her in concert, you could. Nice. She has a residency at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, where she does weekends. It's called Weekends with Adele. Oh. All right, I think there's like 14 or something shows that she's doing over the next couple months. How much money will she make per show? I'm going to do multiple choice because that's a difficult question.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple choice. How much does she make per show? $440,000, $680,000, or $1.2 million? All right, Jack's thinking about it. Do not be Googling the answer in there, Jack. Tim in Newark, are you an Adele fan, Tim?
Not really.
I think she's great. I don't have any of her music or whatever. Do you think Jack Fritz gets this correct, or do we stump the Millennial?
Man, I don't know. If I play the odds, I'm going to say he has a 33% chance of getting it right.
That's good math, by
66% chance of getting it wrong, so I'm going to say no.
All right, there you go. All right, Jack Fritz. She makes how much money per show?
Per show.
Well, listen. How many weeks is she out there?
I think it's something like 14.
14 weeks. And is it every night?
It's on weekends, so it's Friday and Saturday night. Okay. She has one show per night.
Is there Agent Rich Paul?
And I'm not sure about that, but she also gets, you know, like the best suite in the place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dude, would you come on with this, man? Yeah.
It's got to be the 1.some million, right? There's no doubt in my mind it's the last answer, 1.some million.
$1.2 million. Tim, you win. Yeah. $680,000. Hang on a second.
Wow, she needs a new agent.
Man, she's making serious cash doing one show a night.
But you were actually right, Jack, if you had a thought about it.
Why?
Well, if she's making what you really should have said is she's making $1 million per week.
Yeah, well, that makes more
sense. That was my thought process.
Well, you know what my problem is? I figured out Toby's making $430,000 a game, and I was like, well, Adele's better than him.
Yeah, see, my thought process was she must be making $1 million a week.
Yeah. Right.
Because LeBron and Rich Paul, they got to be her agent, so you got to make sure she's bringing in buku cash. So per show, I would have said 500 grand per show, somewhere around that.
Right, with taxes, they look at it a certain way, sure.
So what'd you say,
680,000 a show?
A show, yeah.
So just doing some quick research, Lady Gaga made more money per show in a similar residency, and who else was? Rod Stewart at one point did as well.
Really?
Yeah, he made like $1.2 million a show.
Wow.
Because you get those old timers.
I can see Lady Gaga, but not Rod Stewart.
Well, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, probably, which when I think it was, you get the older people that go out there that are like, oh, Rod. I mean, I wouldn't pay a dollar to see Rod Stewart. And you're a Rod Stewart guy?
No.
No?
But I remember Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, the 80s.
Yeah, it wasn't my cup of tea.
No.
But, man, there you
600
go.
Grand, almost 700 grand a show.
680.
680. It's a pretty good coin.
Yeah, it's not bad. How much do Boys the Men make for their residency?
Not 680 grand, I guarantee you that much.
But they set. I mean, those shows are. I know a lot of people that have been to those shows.
Oh yeah, I mean, listen, nobody does concerts. The ticket now is to go out to Vegas and sign a contract, and you work out there for, you know, 4 or 5 months doing weekend shows. People pay top dollars to come out there to Vegas, make money. Nothing wrong with it. Beats going to a concert, traveling the city.
Hell yeah.
Traveling the country, tour to tour, city to city.
Yeah. You have a huge suite. You're getting the best food in the city. Yeah, it's
well, I mean, it's Vegas. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you're having fun.
I mean, you're making a living. That's what you do for it. Liberace became extra rich out there.
Man.
Like, what else would you be doing?
Seriously.
No, young people do concerts for cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Young rap, pop, single groups, those like people that's done sold millions of records and got a catalog. Like, Adele is a top artist. That's why she can command that type of money.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, no, and the tickets are very difficult to get.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Jack, I could see you doing that with sports talk, having a residency somewhere and talking baseball or something.
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's go to the phones. We have Ike in Southwest Philadelphia. Hi, Ike. How are you?
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's going on?
What's up, Ike?
Hey, man, first of all, man, blessings of love to you and yours, man.
I appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was going to say, you know, I'm cool with the press conference. I don't pay attention to what this dude say. You know what I'm saying? If you think about it, we always get all hype and off of every word that people say. And I understand that's the business, that's being a fan. But remember last year, everybody was complaining, go get Steven Nelson. I can't believe we let him go. We can't get him. And then what happened later in the summer before training camp? God, we got him. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Did we get him, Mike? I didn't even know he was here all year.
Allegedly. No, but also I was going to say, think about things. Like Howie, one thing I would say, Howie usually aggressive. I didn't see the date. I don't think nobody seen Darius Slay trade coming. I don't know how he made magic to get up to get Carson Wentz and stuff like that. He definitely got blind.
All right, so let me ask you this. If the Eagles go into training camp, because you're right, he could totally reverse course or just have totally lied and he could be aggressive and add good players, right? If they come into training camp next year with the existing wide receivers, and let's say they add a, you know, like a C or a B level wide receiver in the offseason. Is that okay with you?
I'll be salty, but okay. I'm not going to get hyped yet right now.
Okay. All
because right. We got – you got to think like this, too. Look at some of the tea leaves. We got connections to people that could be out there. Think about it. We got a receiver and a quarterback who played with Calvin Ridley. You know how – that's how we got – dang that how we got T.O. when he was talking to McNabb and him in the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Also, look at the coach. He got and the offense coordinator. They got connections with Mike Williams, who is a free agent as well. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to just be cool and wait or whatever. And he said, use draft picks. He didn't say draft the draft picks. He said, use draft picks and assets. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not going to get myself hyped until we come to training camp with a C-rated receiver and stuff like that. He had to pipe up his own players, his people is there. I'm not worried about that stuff.
But see, here's where I disagree with you. Like, you didn't need to polish it like that. Mm-hmm. Like when if it's a turd, all right, I get it. You don't want to rip your player. He's going to be there, like whatever. But you know what I mean? Singing the praises of. I mean, we talked about the wide receivers in detail for 4 minutes, Jack. 3 minutes and 50
four and
seconds.
A half. Four and a half.
That was Nick Sirianni. Howie didn't do that.
Yes, that was Nick Sirianni.
Howie didn't do that.
Howie's smart enough to know he doesn't need to be talking for 4.5 minutes. All right, Ike, Bruce Arians was fined $50,000 for striking a Buccaneers player during their win over the Eagles this past weekend. He made contact with Andrew Adams. So he slapped his helmet. It seemed like there was some type of a skirmish, or Adams seemed like that he was upset about something. It seemed like that Arians was trying to get over there to get him out of there before he did something. The problem is he took a swing and he smacked him on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen something like that before?
What do you mean? Yeah, in Little League.
Right. No, like your pro career.
No, you would know that. I mean, that's something that's on TV. Player coaches don't hit players. What do you mean? What?
I
what?
That's why I couldn't believe. What he did.
Well, the coach do that, and I didn't not see him get jacked up. That's what I hadn't seen before. I've seen coaches go overboard, get a little too emotional, and I've seen that player let him know. You're talking to a grown man now. Like, we got to be careful how we and with today's athletes. Like, seriously, Bruce Arians is very, very lucky. This isn't a bigger story. He's very lucky this isn't a bigger story. He's very lucky that player didn't just
make
react.
It a big,
Well, just react.
Yeah.
because he could have thought it was an opponent that smacked him in the head like that or whatever out there in the heat of the moment. I tell you what, the last thing a player expects is the coach to be hitting him. So my thought would have been, did somebody just hit me? Like, I wouldn't have thought it was a coach. I would have thought it was a player.
The instant reaction of some people would be an instant turn, like.
Right, and start firing.
And start firing. Or grabbing or whatever.
I mean, listen, you're in the heat of the moment. You're out there on the football field. Did you see Aaron Donald and those guys choking each other out with the Rams and the Cardinals?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what football players do.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me, all that testosterone and strength and this and that and the other, yeah, it could be put to use real quick.
It was on Jalen Reagor's muff punt. Mm-hmm. Where skirmish right there, and you know the referee's trying to move one of the, I guess it's Epps, out of the way, and Adams is standing there. Arians comes over and slaps him. He actually said he's going to appeal it. He said, "I'll appeal it. It ain't got nothing to do with the game, so we're good." All right.
Well, I mean, and if the player doesn't say anything about it, I mean, if nobody's making a stink about it, then nobody's going to make a stink about it.
No, you're right.
Yeah, so.
He was asked about it, and he said, did he regret making physical contact? He said, no, I've seen enough dumb. You can't pull guys out of a pile. We just got a big play, great field position, and he's trying to pull a guy out of a pile, and I was trying to knock him off that guy so we didn't get a penalty.
Yeah, no, you're wrong. What you do is, if you want to touch one of your players, you could have easily grabbed him by the back of his shoulder pads and pulled him away. You took a swipe at him. Like he's your child.
Yes.
The optics is bad. I don't care who you think you are as an old school coach or what have you. This ain't what we do in today's age. Because you know what, Bruce Arians? You just gave little league coaches the okay to do something like that. You just gave a college coach the okay to do something like that. A high school coach the okay to do something like that. And to be defiant and talking about you're going to appeal the fine as if somebody has wronged you. In this situation, it's a bad look. It's a terrible example. And if you said and have done some things this year that lets me know you're feeling yourself as a Super Bowl winning head coach, you ain't used to being in this position because you ain't conducting yourself like somebody that should be the champion of the league. Come on now. Be real. That's stupid what he did.
Stupid.
And he's lucky it didn't turn into something else because then it would have been a young African-American athlete going after an older white guy for hitting him.
And we know how that
exactly,
turns out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That could have been a whole lot worse.
I can't believe you only got fined $50,000, to be honest with you.
Because no. I don't think they want to.
I agree with you.
I think they really want this to just keep moving, right? Like
no one took the bait.
Right. Like you can't do that, man. You can't do that, man. When I saw that, I was like, is that real?
Yeah, it was hard to believe when I saw
it. Yeah, like, is that real? No, I'm not saying he hurt him or anything. I'm just saying what it could have led to.
Well, you.
It could have led to a confrontation between he and his player.
So is he going to, something he's going to do when a player's in the heat of a play? He's going to run over and smack him?
Thank
like,
you.
Come on, what are you talking about,
thank
man?
You. That's what he basically just said.
It's insane. He's going to start whacking guys on the side of the head. He whacked him on the side of the head.
Yeah, he whacked the wrong guy, and then it could be.
Ike, it's simple.
You do that to the wrong person on your team, and you just don't put your hands on people.
Just like they shouldn't put their hands on Bruce Arians for anything. He shouldn't
be doing
the same thing.
What player would ever put their hands on a coach and expect to be employed?
Right.
Like, players, come on. Yeah, that's when you want to end your career.
Go get your body in front of him and get him out of there. Grab him and get him out of there. Whacking him on the upside of his head, like you said, a kid, like his kid.
Yeah, that was stupid. He's lucky he's lucky that didn't end differently.
Agreed.
That's all.
All right, text line, Jack. What do you have?
Text line.
I'm scared, Uncle Howie. This is my first year-end press conference, and things didn't finish out so well. I had all my systems in place, too.
Calm down, bud. Let's make him wait until you're ready. I do it all the time. Really shows him who's boss. We'll just dance.
Wow, I like that a lot. Thanks, Uncle Howie. You're the best GM ever.
I know. That's what Mr. Lurie tells me, too.
Scott from Delco.
I figured it was a Scott from Delco.
Holy. Wow.
Very long-winded.
Is that a...
too much dialogue for...
It is the text line, but my goodness.
Too much dialogue for text line message.
I mean, characters like, going that thing.
It's like giving a 4.5-minute answer on wide receivers.
Yes, it is.
Really
it's similar.
Is, yeah.
You have to realize our attention span on the text line messages are about 3 seconds.
Anything after that, we start losing it.
Yeah. You're right.
What's next?
All right. We'll only take Gannon off your hands on one condition. You burn that drop board. John Elway in Denver.
Hey, Jonathan.
What?
Well, John Elway's not running the franchise anymore, but...
And leave our drop board alone.
It's like, oh, jeez.
Screams head coach.
I don't think I heard that one before. What the hell was that about?
I forget.
He's slapping the podium, too. It was one of the games where it's like, hey, how come you're playing 10 yards off everybody? And why are you allowing them to drive down the field and score easily? It was during that stretch.
It's like, oh, jeez.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right.
What's next?
Take that, DK. I'm the enforcer. Jay Jaw from under his mom's umbrella at the NovaCare.
And we didn't react to that. When he's going through all the wide receivers, he's talking about the leadership of Greg Ward, and Rager can do it all, and Devontae's a true number one, and Quez is number two.
Howie and I would talk about it, like, what do you need for the room? And you have that blocking element of JJ. JJ did a really good job in his role this year of our enforcer, of our guy that would go out and get blocks when we needed him to pave the way for the number one rush offense in the NFL.
He's Dan Carcillo.
My favorite part was when he made sure he corrected that whole paved the way for the running game.
Oh, I mean, our offensive line was good.
Yes.
Because, I mean, lane is paved the lane, right?
That's his thing.
Well, could you imagine the offensive line here in the key
exactly,
to the running game?
Yeah, the whole line is like, what?
He probably didn't know he's on the team anymore.
Exactly. Yep. But you know, he's the enforcer.
I like that.
Yeah, we're going to – Jack, hopefully he's on the team next year so we can call him the enforcer.
He did have two fumble recoveries that were big.
Well, and he played through the last game with a finger injury.
Mangled finger, yeah.
Mangled?
His mom made sure that she tweeted that out. She was searching his name on Twitter, and she was fighting with people. And
what
she
to deal with the parents nowadays,
I know.
Man?
Get off Twitter.
Man.
No, it's like – they would never be on it if it wasn't for their kids, but right. They're on it because it's videos and they can follow. My son, I'm so proud. And then they're bored and they're looking and they find it. Poor, like Jalen Rager's dad, Monty,
yeah, there you
he's
go.
Finding a lot.
Well, yeah, this is, well, he's probably not happy to find out Rager's a number three wide receiver.
So Monty Rager, did you confirm this, Jack? He had said that he's a number one receiver. Monty said about his
I'm sure he thinks that, yes.
All right. What's next?
I might be going crazy, but do Nick and Gabe Kapler sound exactly the same? Billy from Devon.
Love it. Love it.
I don't get any. Do you get any Gabe out of Nick?
That's a great question.
No, Gabe's much more of a
he's a robot. Gabe's a robot. At least Nick seems real.
No,
Nick
could be your next door neighbor who would come over and would drink off the keg and you guys would play beer pong and stuff. You'd be like, yeah, he's awesome.
He's the guy you invite to the barbecue.
Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, yo, Nick's awesome.
Really, do you invite Gabe to the barbecue?
Well, if you want wine and cheese at the barbecue, you want wine and something, cheese and crackers at the barbecue.
Sirianni's showing up in a tight T-shirt.
Hamburger, ground beef.
Right. And Gabe showing up with a bottle of Johnny Walker and a cigar. And,
I'm really glad we're talking about
and
this.
He's wearing a cap, and he looks beautiful and everything.
Yeah. Gabe's the guy I'm not inviting to my barbecue. Me and my wife looking at you.
Oh, gosh.
Come out there with your tank top on and everything else, your coconut oil everywhere. Yeah,
an emotional warrior.
With Sirianni, you don't have to worry about that.
No, he's going to have a tank top on, but I've seen him with a tank top on. I'm my bad coach.
It really pops out and it grows.
He got back in better shape. He put on a little bit of weight.
My bad, coach. That slipped, man. I was just saying, compared to Gabe Kapler, I mean, Gabe Kapler looks better than all of us.
Who can compete with him?
Exactly, yes.
Nobody. We certainly can. Look at me. I can't even butt my shirt anymore. I put so much weight back on. Seriously.
Yeah.
I got my thyroid got fixed. I thought I was in good shape and I was working out. Meanwhile, my thyroid, I was sick. Like, that's why I was losing weight. So now through the holidays, literally, like the shirts that I bought just a couple months ago, I can't even button comfortably anymore.
The belly part of it?
Yes, it's the belly.
See ya.
Oh, it's only the belly. It's terrible. All right, any more, Jack?
Come on, Chuck. I thought I was your guy. What happened?
Jalen from the NovaCare.
Yeah, he's a bum.
You heard him. You heard him squirm when I was trying to pin him down on Jalen, didn't you? Like,
he's hurting right now.
He's out.
Yeah, no, listen, he's hurting right. Because you know when his emotions die, he's going to be back in. Then he's going to be mad that we try to say he was out.
Right.
And he's going to be like, no, I was never out. I was never out. He's just, you know, Chuck, listen.
He's keeping it real.
Yeah, he feels it. It bothers him. So, you know, when his emotions are at that point, he's not in the mood to be loving on Jalen.
He's not. And he supports Jalen and he wants Jalen to be successful, but he's not wanting to throw bouquets at him right now like Wade.
For that. Yes.
Wade's blaming everybody. He said the offensive line sucked. Baldy came on and said the offensive line played great all game. So is Wade going to say that Baldy doesn't know what he's talking about?
We got to put those two guys in the room together.
Oh, two football guys.
Two football guys.
No, but Baldy was right about Hurts. Like, he thought he was feeling pressure the entire game, and it was coming from his right side, and it really wasn't there. He just needed to step up in the pocket on a number of those plays. All right, Jack, anymore?
Sorry, John. I am the boogeyman. Jonesy in South Jersey.
Not think of Jonesy.
A lot of people on Instagram, direct message, and the comment on the post are saying Jonesy. They're looking at ex-athletes that are, like, that's an ex-athlete thing to do, is what they're saying.
I can't, well, not for my part, but I guess so. Yeah.
But, like, I don't think Richie would do it. That doesn't seem like a Richie move. It seems like a Jonesy, Al, Jack, DeCamera certainly.
I'm convinced now it was Jonesy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Couldn't you see Jonesy totally going in there and just grabbing it out and flicking it, and it goes against the...
Yep.
Yeah, I could too.
Yep, I could see it. I didn't even think of him the first time around.
Jonesy would have to be considered a prime suspect. Yeah. I don't think that's a Tucker move as well.
Yeah. Only after Chili.
Well, you almost have to be somewhat of a grunt, though.
Exactly.
Right?
You have to be disgusting.
Yeah, somewhat. And although Tucker eats disgusting, he doesn't necessarily come off as being...
He's not grimy.
Yeah.
No, he's not great.
Yeah, he'll eat chili with milk and that type of stuff.
But he's well groomed, and he he doesn't. Dan Wilson came in with the bedhead, where it's like, dude, we just wake up, coming into work, man. What are you doing?
The bedhead. I'm jealous with no hair. I don't really know what bedhead means and all of that stuff.
Jack,
Hugh's on his way back to having some bedhead.
Yeah, Hugh's happy. He has a hairline now.
He does.
So yeah. That's what that Miracle Grow stuff would do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the Dr. Glad.
He had a hair restoration procedure down in Atlanta.
He did.
He should have driven up here to Dr. Glad, but I'm sure he got.
That's how much growth he's gotten in a year. He started around this time last year.
It really pops out and it grows.
Yep. He's not looking like he doesn't have a huge afro yet.
He doesn't have a damn fro up there. I know
not
that
yet.
Much, but he does have a hairline.
It's better than it was before, for sure. Steve in South Philly. Steve, I'm up against it. Go.
Come on, Steve.
Mark the Reese, what up, dudes?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Steve?
Blessings to you and your family, Ike, real quick. And also,
suit,
tie, pocket square, Chocolate Boy's back up 1,000 points from last week. You know what it is. Now, Johnny Marks, I'm going to talk to you real quick.
Hello.
Last week, you sitting up here, Howie Roseman, Appreciation Day. Now you're roasting him this week. What was
I'm not roasting him. What do you mean?
You seem like you wasn't
I'm giving I'm giving fair criticism. And the reason why we had Howie Roseman Appreciation Week last week was in case they lost like they did. We couldn't have it this week.
Okay.
So we had to have it last week.
And real quick, I'm going to ask you this question because you've been leading the train for the Jalen can't throw thing. If I worked at NFL Films and you worked there and I said, hey, I need you to do a video package for me, 2 minutes long. With
I need to see the package.
And dimes and throwing lasers. Could you put that video package together for me?
Could I get 2 minutes of lasers? No.
Yeah, and including drops. So
no.
So you would not be able to put that together.
2 minutes? No, 2 minutes of laser throws.
Wow. Okay. All right.
You think
at least,
so?
At least you're sticking with your convictions. Okay.
I don't. I mean, listen, Steve. I mean, he's had a couple. Like two. Do you know how many throws are in a 2 minute highlight?
Dude, we haven't seen one laser throw.
That's what I'm saying. What are we
two
talking
minutes
about
of laser
here?
Throws? What?
Like for example, laser throw. Carson Wentz, the Miles Sanders Washington touchdown.
Laser throw. Yeah.
Jalen Hurts isn't throwing a ball like that. Like he's had some good throws. I'm not trying to take it away from him. But like, see, like that we're just differ. Like that's
and
what
he's Jalen's more of a touch thrower anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Good. Yes.
A great touch on the before halftime on Sunday.
about, man.
He's got, I'm telling you, he's got.
He thought he was Herbert for a second, didn't he?
Everything you're looking for from a franchise quarterback except the arm.
Right, well, that's important.
But that's what he is. Everybody talks about all the other stuff. 2 minutes of laser throws. 2 seconds of laser throws, Steve, on drugs. Coming up next. Oh, speaking of Joe Giglio, he's coming up next.
Hell.
Joe, for the rest of the evening, we'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a good night. See ya. Hey, our Twitter question today brought to you by Mark Jewelers. Mark Jewelers, if you got engaged over the holidays, visit the experts at Mark Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. See ya. Hey, we were just talking about Hugh and talking about Dr. Glatt. Well, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second, because if you're unhappy with your hair, there's a couple things you can do. You can be unhappy about it. You can shave your head and say, you know what? Like, nah, I'm going to shave my head. Looks better like that, which is perfectly fine. You also tend to style your hair differently or get your hair cut differently or whatever. They're all options that you can do. But ultimately, you're not going to be happy with your hair, right? And there's a way that you can be happy with your hair like I am, and it's Dr. Glatt. DRGLAT.com. That's the website. Dr. Glatt. DRGLAT.com. Phone number to his office. You can speak to his hair team. It's 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000. Hair restoration. Think about it this way. And you know that old car that's like, it's rusted. It's not driving anymore. It's in terrible shape. But you know what it looked like when it was brand new. You're restoring it, right? Like, that's what people do with cars. And then it's like, wow, that's amazing. Like, and that's what it is with your hair. It's restoration. You're restoring your hair. This is your hair. It's your hair. Science in 2022 allows you to regrow your hair. And if you're thinning, you're failing, this is the place to go. Dr. Glatt and his team had the most experience and most success in hair restoration in the entire Philadelphia area. Again, 610-980-4000. Call him today, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.